it's not that.
Well, what about Atlanta? I mean, do you ever, is Atlanta good for anything for you? I mean, do you?
Yeah, the REI was in Atlanta. Oh, yeah. And there was a pet store we used to go to. I don't forget what we were looking into. We were going to, me and my best friend, I really didn't have that many friends growing up. Really, I mean, like, I would have, like, a best friend, and that was what I did. And then I got this best friend when I got into high school. His name is Steven. And we went nuts. I mean, we just did. I mean, we didn't really do anything that bad, but it was me and him. We were the dynamic duo, and we did crazy stuff. Just stuff that didn't make any sense. We just, those were our years to just be like crazy people. And we used to go to Atlanta. I wasn't allowed to drive on the highway because my mom was a nurse. And she, my brains will be all over the highway. I wasn't a very good driver when I was 18. I just wasn't. Used to drive. And we'd go to Atlanta. We'd go to REI. We'd go to the other REI. There was like this REI that we had to go on like 285. And 285 was like, in our minds, and because it was placed upon us by our parents, they were like, it's like in the Matrix, you know, like when they drive on the highway, that's like, you know, suicide. 285 was suicide. We thought, I mean, because when you're on it, cars are whizzing by, you're getting cut off by a tractor trailer, you know, you're underneath the tractor trailer. It's crazy. We were afraid of it. I was afraid of it. My mother had me very afraid of driving on that road. Once I drove on that road, it's fine, you know. Get right over there in that far left lane next to the wall of death, you know, and just cruise. That was the road we had to get on to get to the other REI in case our REI didn't have what we needed. It was only like, it's only two exits up on 400 to get to our REI. But, you know, so it really wasn't too far into Atlanta. I never went into Atlanta for anything, you know. One time I went to Little Five Points, and very different from Roswell. Never see that in Roswell. What goes on there? That I can say with a great deal of certainty will never happen in Roswell. Nobody will let that happen. I mean, it's a fine place. It's just, you know, I mean, there's like Junkman's brother in there over there, and places selling bondage equipment, and there's people on the streets selling stuff, and there's beggars everywhere, and I mean, I swear, I thought I needed a weapon going in there. I was like freaked out because I lived in Roswell. I pick up hitchhikers on a regular basis in Roswell. I do it on purpose. I'm like, because I'll be like going to dad's store. So I'll drive by and I see this dude walking, you know, and then I come back and the guy's still walking. I'm like, it's 80 degrees out there. He doesn't need to be walking. I'll go back and pick him up. So I'll whip back around and offer people a ride. I give people rides, take them up, because I'm not really worried about them, you know, because I'm in Roswell. What's going to happen, you know? I mean, we have so little crime that the cops spent most of my teenage years hassling me. So I really wasn't worried about murderers or anything like that, because I knew they weren't out there, because the cops were worried about me. I was the worst thing they had to worry about. You know, I mean, I got pulled over like five times. I got in three wrecks. I was, you know, kind of like their nightmare. I was like, I'm set. I'm the most dangerous thing out here. I can pick up anybody. I can go anywhere in Roswell and I'll be fine, because I know I'm not going to do anything. So nobody else is. That was kind of like my perception, you know. I mean, the worst thing we ever did was talking about teenage pranks.